Monday, the president of the Wyoming Education Association, Kathy Venerable, joined other colleagues from across the nation and from Wyoming in Atlanta for the National Education Association Representative Assembly, where they'll be discussing a number of education issues. Kathy Vetter joins us to discuss some issues that might be coming up and give us her thoughts on some education issues facing Wyoming. One of those on the agenda surrounds school safety and gun safety prevention.
I look at it as a bigger issue. I think we need to look at the core of what causes students and adults to be violent. And I think the way that we address that is to increase our access to mental health services. Because if we can help the adults and the young people before they become violent with their mental health issues, we will be able to take care of the cause of the problem instead of the symptom of the problem.
I want to also ask you about another issue that will likely come up, and that's dealing with Common Core state standards. I'm just kind of curious how you see things here and maybe what still needs to be, I guess, an issue to be resolved.
The Common Core standards, or the Wyoming Common Core standards, as we call them here, are just a roadmap, a set of standards that we want our students to meet. So what they are clear targets within each of those subject areas that we want our students to strive to meet and hopefully even exceed. But it doesn't tell us what our curriculum will be, what textbooks to use. It's just a roadmap of where we want our students to be when they reach each of those benchmarks.
Are you satisfied with what we've got here?
I do like the Wyoming Common Core standards because I think they are more clearly written than our former standards. These standards have more clear targets for our students to reach, and it's actually easier for an educator when you actually have a clear target of what you want your students to reach, and it makes it easier to plan your lessons, to develop your curriculum when you know where the students need to be.
Kathy Vetter visiting with us. Again, she heads up the Wyoming Education Association. I want to ask you about just some of the reform efforts we've got in the state. Obviously, there's been a lot of tinkering with our education system. You've got accountability issues that are still being worked on. Where are we headed, do you think? And is this positive for teachers and education in general?
Where we're headed and the way we're going with the Accountability Act is positive for our schools, our students, our administrators, and our teachers and education support professionals. We're taking input from all of the different groups with our advisory committee. We're taking it slow. We're looking at the big picture and working our way down to the individual educator by looking at the accountability for a school first, then the school leaders, so that we know that we have excellent leaders in all of our schools, and then down to the classroom with the teachers and ensuring that we're doing everything we can to help our teachers move from good to great so that our students can have a great educational system here in Wyoming.
When this process all started 2 years ago, it struck me that there was a lot of, I guess, animosity towards teachers. Certainly that was my read on that. But I'm curious if you've seen us evolve from that time towards now where maybe it's a much more positive focus on just improving education in general.
You definitely have hit that nail right on the head. It has changed from a negative rhetoric about education and teachers to now a positive message about improving our schools, doing what it takes to make sure that everybody is improving, from our entire schools to our school leaders to our teachers, our paraprofessionals. So I believe that we really have turned the corner and we're working towards improving schools and moving from good to great as opposed to pointing fingers.
And let me just ask you this as a more of a direct question. If you have somebody who's permanently an education director and they're kind of being a little more consistent with policies, I would think that that would be a positive thing for school districts and teachers in general, because you don't have a lot of changes depending on an election.
Knowing the direction that we're going and not having that target moved every year or every few years will be very positive. That aligns right with going with a Common Core standard, so that we have those targets definitely set. And if our policies become more standard across the state and set, not moving, I think you're right. That could be a positive change for Wyoming.
Kathy Vetter is the president of the Wyoming Education Association. Have a great time in Atlanta.
Thank you, and you have a great day.